卖给我。Hi, hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Yes, so can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. What about my screen? Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good. So, anyways, before we will begin, so my name is Teacher Erna, and nice to see you this afternoon. Your name is? What's your name? Simon?
Yes.
Okay, so nice to meet you this afternoon, Simon. And how are you today? Are
Good.
you fine? Okay, that's great. All right. So, yeah. Since today is Friday, so basically, yeah, it's a day for you that you are going to learn English. And how many classes do you have today? Or classes? You only have one? You only have one class for today? Simon? Only this one? You only have one class? Only this? Your class today?
Yes.
Okay, I see. All right, so are you now ready with our lesson for today? Ready?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Anyway, so since Simon is ready now, so I guess we will now start with our lesson for today. Okay, so here we are going to learn all about like this topic, like getting ready for school. So we will practice like reading some words and of course learning some vocabularies. Okay, so to start with, we will okay. So here in this part, as you can see, I have here like pictures. And I want you to say something about the picture or tell me about the picture. You are going to describe the picture that you are going to see. So there are seven pictures. And then what you're going to do is you are going to tell me what is the picture all about. Okay, like for example, we have here number one, or basically, this is the first photo. So the situation would be it's time for Billy. This one is Billy. His name is Billy, to get up and get ready for school. So before Billy will go to school, so he must do something before he will go to school. So the first picture here, so can you tell me about the first photo here, Simon? Can you please describe?
Yes.
Okay.
It's time for Billy
Okay.
to get up and get ready for school.
Okay, so yeah, what do you see here in the photo? Billy is
Billy and
what's this one? What do you call this one? Before Billy will go to school. So the first thing he must do is this one. So what do you call this? It's an alarm clock. Yeah, it's an alarm clock that wakes Billy up. So because his alarm clock rings like ding, like that, so that's the time that Billy needs to wake up. Okay, so later on you will know the correct answers. So we are going to just say something about the photo you are going to describe. So next picture we have here. Okay, it's Billy again. So after his alarm clock rings, so what's the next thing that Billy do based from the picture?
get up
Okay, so he gets up. Okay, very good. What about the next one? Picture three. After like he woke up, and then what happened next?
He going to restaurant.
Okay, he goes to the, what's this one? Is
the
it
brush?
Okay, so he goes to the bathroom. Okay, and then let's try to know what will Billy do in the bathroom. The first thing is what he's doing here. He brushes his
teeth.
Okay, so he brushes his teeth. Very good. What about the next one? What's the next thing that Billy do?
He washes
his, what do you call this one? This is our face. Okay, so Billy is?
He is washing the face.
Okay, he washes his face. Okay, next, what about the next picture? After brushing his teeth and washing his face, the next thing that Billy do is he combs his hair. Can you say it one more time?
He combs his hair.
Okay, next, after. Then we have after combing his hair, what's the next based from the picture?
He gets dressed. He gets dressed.
Okay, so basically maybe it's his uniform, or this is the clothes that he needs to wear in school. So this is the picture about that. And we have here after. So he already dressed up. And after that, what kind of meal is this? Is this breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Breakfast.
Okay, so you say he eats?
His breakfast.
Okay, so he eats his breakfast. All right, and then the next one?
Go to school.
Okay, so he goes to school. All right, so those are the things that Billy needs to do after or before going to school. So yeah, first is of course he's still sleeping, and then walk up and do like many things. And then the last one is he is now ready to go to school. Okay, so next, this time we will go back to those pictures and also the things that Billy did before going to school. Okay, so based from the first picture, can you say again the answer, Simon?
So Billy. Billy. Away.
Okay, it's time for Billy to get up and get ready for school. So this is the first thing that He did. So the first thing that he did was, can you please read? Billy
alarm
clock. It's like
alarm clock
rings, and
he scared up,
wakes up. Okay, can you say it one more time? Billy's alarm clock.
Billy alarm clock
rings, and
he
wakes
up.
Okay, so here, this is his alarm clock. So his alarm clock rings, and then finally he wakes up. Okay, so that's the first thing that he did. The second one, what about the second picture? Can you please read?
Billy gets out for bed.
Okay, so yeah, this is the second situation, or this is the second thing that Billy did. So Billy gets out of bed. Okay, and next one. So just like you said earlier, then after,
when he goes into the bathroom.
Okay, so that's the third thing that he did. What about the next one? He is now inside. Billy
brushes his teeth.
Okay, brushes his teeth. Very good. And the next one. Then?
And he washes his
face.
Yes.
Okay. Again, can you please read it again? Then
he
washes
his face.
Okay. So after brushing his teeth, so he washes his face. And after that,
Billy comes.
Comes
his her.
Hair. Okay, again, one more time. Billy
comes his head.
Hair. Okay, and picture number 7. Then
Billy gets
dressed. Okay, again. Then
Billy gets dressed.
Very good. And we have number 8.
He sits at the
table
and has breakfast.
Okay, so can you please repeat? He sits
at the table and his breakfast.
Has
breakfast.
Good job. And we have the last one.
Billy get his school book and
leaves
for school.
Okay, very good. All right. So those are the things that Billy did before going to school. Okay. So this time, before we will continue, Simon. So what about you, Simon? What are the things that you usually do before going to school? Yes. What are the things that you will do? Will you do, or like, just like also Simon? Do you do also like Simon, like usually do every day before going to school? Yes, Simon? What will you do? Or what do you do every day before going to school? What time? Okay, what time do you usually wake up in the morning? 7 a.m. Okay, so after, okay, so you already wake up at 7 a.m. After, what you're going to do next? You're going to eat your breakfast or no?
Yes.
Ah, okay, yes. All right. Next, after, what will you do? Okay, you're done eating your breakfast. And the next one? Will you brush? Go to school. You will not brush your teeth or wash your face? No? Okay. No. So, yeah, wake up and then eat breakfast and go to school. Okay. So, those are the usual things that you do every day before going to school. Okay, so now we are done describing or telling something about the pictures. So now this time we will learn vocabularies. Okay, so here, the first one I have here, two words, and these are alarm clock and ring. So we will know the meaning of these words, and also we will read an example sentence. Okay, so we have here the first one. Simon, can you please read?
That's the clock.
Alarm.
Alarm clock.
Okay, alarm. Do you have an alarm clock at home? Do you have? No. Okay. Can you please read the example sentence? Julia's
alarm clock is very loud.
Okay. Julia's alarm clock is very loud because alarm clock will ring. Okay. Ring. That's the word number two. Okay. So like, yeah, like that. So that's ring. Can you please read the example sentence? The bell
ring
round
at lunchtime.
Okay, lunchtime. Okay, next we have here another word. So we have the third one, we have
brush.
Okay, like Billy did, okay, before going to school, so he brushes his teeth. Okay, so can you please read the example sentence? Todd always
first washes his teeth after dinner.
Okay, so what about Simon? After eating, you also brush your teeth, right? After eating? Okay, very good. All right, what about the next word we have?
Cut.
Okay, can you please read the example sentence?
Ben cut her hair after
going
outside.
Okay, can you please read this word again one more time? You say comb. Okay, like you, Simon, do you also comb your hair?
No.
And no, so you will go to school and then you will not comb your hair. No. Okay, not like Red Billy. Okay, so you already knew those words and also their definitions. So this time, we will practice reading sentences. Since we are done describing pictures, learning new words, and this time we will proceed to learning or basically practicing like reading sentences. Okay, we have here and also learning phrases. Okay, so we have here the first phrase. Okay, can you please read?
Get up. Walk up. Get out for
of bed.
Bed.
Okay. So get up, wake up, get out of bed. So like here, can you please read the example question? When
do you also
usually
get up. I woke up at 6:30 this morning.
Okay.
It's cold. I don't want to get out of bed.
Okay, so you woke up at 6:30. So you just open your eyes and still you're still lying on your bed. But when you say get out, so basically you will get out from your bed. Like you will go away or leave your bed. So maybe you will go to the bathroom or you will go downstairs to eat your breakfast, like that. So, okay, that's the first phrase. We will have the second one. Can you please read? Get.
Get dance.
Dressed.
Then get dressed.
All right. Can you please
My
read?
Friend.
My father.
My father. Get.
Got
dressed her.
Dressed.
Then went to work.
Okay, so my father like wore his clothes and then went to work. Okay, what about the second one? We have the next phrase, leave. Four. Okay, can you please read? Susan.
Son leave for school at 7:30.
Okay, so that means that Susan left her school for at 7:30. So at 7:30, Susan left for school. Okay, so now this time, we will practice using those words that you learned earlier. And we are going to give or to complete the sentences by giving the correct vocabulary or by giving the correct answer. So we will start with number one. I want you, Simon, to read number one. Okay, please read. Matthew. Next. Didn't. Hear.
Doorbell.
What's the answer? Matthew didn't hear the doorbell. What's this?
Red.
Okay. Ring. Can you say it one more time?
Ring.
Okay. So Matthew didn't hear the doorbell
ring.
Okay, next we have number two. Joy
was going to
what's this?
Brush.
Okay, how do you spell the word brush? B, next. R, U, S, brush. What is the last letter? H. Okay. How do you spell the word brush, Simon? B.
U-S-H-U.
Okay. Next, number three. She needs
to calm.
Yeah, very good. Calm.
Long without
Okay, very good. Next, number four.
Lisa will
leave
leave of
for
Osaka
this
with afternoon.
Good. Number five. Peggy
doesn't like having to get up
early. Okay. Can you read it again?
Peggy doesn't like having to get up
early. Okay, how do you read this word again? One more time, Simon. Early. Very good. Okay, so now we will move on to the next one. We will have the wrap up. So I have here questions for you to answer. So we have the first one. When do you usually get up on the weekday? So when we say weekday, so that means Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So when do you usually get up on weekday? I usually wake up at what time?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. or a.m.? Okay, you say, I usually get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Can you say it again? I usually get up at seven o'clock in the morning. Okay, again, Simon, what time or when do you usually get up in the, on the weekday? I usually get up at 7 o'clock
in the morning.
Okay, next. What do you do before go to school? What do you do? I eat my, just like what you said earlier, breakfast and brush my
teeth.
Okay, so again, what do you do before go to school?
I eat my breakfast and brush my teeth.
Okay, next. Use one of the words in the in this unit to make sentence. So I will give you a word. Like for example, the one that we talked about. Okay, brush. I want you to use this one in a sentence. You make sentence using the word. You say, I brush my, what you're going to brush? Brush my teeth after what?
School.
After, what's this? Food.
Eating.
Okay. So, yeah, that's it. I brush my teeth after eating. Okay. So, yeah, since it's already time, Simon, so hopefully you are going to remember and, of course, practice reading English stories or English words. Okay, so since it's already time, so Teacher Erna will say goodbye to you now and thank you very much for your time this afternoon. Goodbye, Simon, and thank you.
Bye,
bye. Have a nice day.